from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The man arrested near Barrie yesterday in connection with the triple shooting in Schumacher overnight Wednesday is no longer a suspect. He has been released. Timmins police say they're still looking for whoever is responsible for the incident in which a local man died and a man and a woman were wounded. One driver was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, the result of a collision on Highway 101 at about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. An SUV collided with a pickup truck at the Bristol Road traffic lights. The injured driver was pinned by the vehicle's airbag. City police say both vehicles were badly damaged and had to be removed on flatbeds. Two new COVID-19 cases and two newly resolved. If you do the math, the number of currently active cases remains 16. The two cases reported today are in what the Porcupine Health Unit deems the area of Cochrane, Matheson, Iroquois Falls, and Smooth Rock Falls. Across the province today, 727 new cases. 69% of those people are unvaccinated or only partly so. 23% are fully inoculated. Well, as the Blue Jays battle for a playoff spot and the Senators, Leafs, and Raptors get set to start their seasons, more fans will be allowed. The province has increased capacity limits at Scotiabank Place for the NHL and NBA seasons to 10,000 fans and 9,300 at the Canadian Tire Centre in Ottawa. For the Jays, it means 30,000 fans allowed in to the Rogers Centre to watch the team fight for a wild card spot and hopefully in the playoffs. Capacity limits have also been eased for theatres, conference centres, and concerts. More details on MyTimmonsNow.com. Finally, this afternoon, progress could be coming towards releasing two Canadians detained in China. Huawei Technologies executive Meng Wanzhou has reached a deferred prosecution deal with the U.S. government. She pleaded not guilty to wire fraud charges in a virtual appearance in a New York court today. Meng has been detained in Canada since December 2018 as she awaits extradition to the United States. Canadians Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig have been held in a Chinese jail since shortly after Meng's detention began, allegedly as retaliation by the Chinese government. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.